Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 8, When It Rains. Part 2.
Hey, I don't know what's going on, but are we done here? My daughter's going to be home from school now, and I don't want to stall out my truck trying to make it home.
No, you can't go.
What?
David, relax.
No, I'm telling you, Roland, it's happening again.
What's he talking about?
He thinks it might be dangerous to go outside.
You're right. The storm is picking up. Now, if you don't need anything else, I'll be on my way. I'll leave the file.
He won't make it home.
What was that?
You won't make it home.
He's actually right. The streets are flooded. I'm scared to drive back to my parents' house. The roads south of here were inches deep an hour ago.
I'm heading east. It may have been raining a long time, but there's no way the roads are completely flooded.
The two men at the booth started mumbling.
Hey. We'll take our check.
Okay. Sorry about the commotion. I can cash you out.
Please.
The men at the booth got up and put on their jackets.
Our phones aren't working either. I think it's time to head home.
Maybe we should go too.
Wait.
What?
I walked over to the window and peered out.
We'll take our check too.
Yeah, you guys let me know if you need anything.
Joel left, and so did the man in the booth sitting behind him. I stared out the window as Joel climbed into his truck and drove off. The other two men climbed into another truck and left. They headed south.
Here's your check.
Here.
Roland handed Beth cash.
Keep it.
I don't think we should leave.
Don't you want to get back to the motel before the roads flood? We could be stuck here.
Oh, God.
David, just relax. We're leaving.
What's wrong? When you said danger, you weren't talking about the storm, were you?
No.
What were you talking about?
Maybe we shouldn't.
Well, I think it may be time for me to leave. I don't want to get flooded in and stay with the creepy guy.
The man motioned towards me as he shoved his newspaper into his back pocket.
Esther, honey, money's on the counter.
Okay, Charlie. Be careful driving home.
Just then, the power cut off.
Oh my, was that a power line?
Yeah, it was. Look outside.
Everyone went to the door and peered out. A power line had fallen across the street. It buzzed as sparks flew. The wind roared outside.
Geez, I don't remember the Weather Channel saying it was going to be this bad.
Oh boy, I should have left earlier.
I thought the storm wasn't going to get rough until tonight.
Good luck, everyone.
Charlie threw on a hat, lowered his head, and ran out into the rain. He got into his Civic and headed down the road, his car kicking up water as he sped off.
David, we need to go.
That's when I saw the Shadow Man, behind the sparking power line. He didn't move. His hand stayed by his side.
David?
The power line shorted and burst into white light a moment before dying out.
David, what are you seeing?
He's here.
Who?
No one. Let's get you a glass of water.
I went to the counter and sat. I couldn't believe it. It was happening again. How? Why? So it wasn't just the campground.
Can you get a glass of water?
Yeah.
Esther, the older waitress, ran to the fountain and poured me a glass.
Here.
Well, I guess it's time we close up shop.
The cook came out from the back. His grease-stained shirt clung to his stomach. He looked to be about 40, his head balding, but his mustache full.
Can't cook shit with the power out and nobody's stopping in.
I actually haven't seen a car drive by in some time.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's close up and lock up.
Come on, David. Let's go. We'll get back to the motel and figure things out there.
The Shadow Man is outside.
We can't stay here, David. They're closing up.
I nodded. Maybe it was all in my head. I had been seeing the Shadow Man outside my dreams for a while. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was just the storm. God, all I could do was hope.
Come on. We can make it back to Charlemont before the storm gets worse.
Roland yanked my arm. We ran outside and over to the car.
You can't do things like that.
Like what?
Creep people out.
I'm not doing it on purpose. Roland looked up at the sky. It was a dark gray, almost black.
Did you really see him? The Shadow Man?
I nodded.
Let's get out of here.
Roland pulled out of the parking lot and we headed towards Charlemont.
Jesus, we should have canceled. Scheduled another time.
Did you get the file?
Shit! I left it in the diner. Too late. We're not going back. We're getting you out of here.
Okay.
Listen, David. Everything's going to be fine.
No. It's not. I pointed ahead of us.
Shit!
Ahead of us, the road was completely flooded.
This is insane. We just drove through here 30 minutes ago.
He's there.
The Shadow Man?
I nodded.
What's he doing?
Just standing there, in the water.
Do I chance driving through?
We could see the river in the distance. It overflowed. The water rushed by quickly.
We need a truck. Screw it, I'm going through.
No!
What?
We won't make it.
How do you know?
He's pointing back.
To the diner?
I don't know, just back.
David, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Tell me.
A tear slid down my face. Head back to the diner.
What happened?
What's going on? I thought we were locking up.
The roads are flooded.
You guys okay?
There's no way to get back to Charlemont.
Well, you might have to head south, but we gotta lock up. I need to get home.
We all do, Steve.
Julia walked up to a window and peered out through the downpour.
Hey, isn't that your friend?
She tapped Roland on the shoulder.
Who?
It's Joel. He's back.
We looked outside to see Joel's truck pull up. He climbed out of the vehicle and made his way to the other side. He opened the passenger door.
What's he doing?
We watched as he pulled a man out of the truck. The man looked beat up, hurt. Joel carried the man to the door.
Oh my God.
Steve, get the door!
What the hell?
Joel came in with the strange man who was bloodied and bruised and drenched. They stumbled inside.
Help me out here, guys. He's hurt.
The man had gashes down his leg.
What the hell happened?
Did you hit him?
No, but the son of a bitch was limping in the middle of the road.
He attacked me. He fucking attacked me.
Joel?
No, he's not talking about me.
Who attacked you?
Don't bother. He doesn't know.
You don't know who attacked you?
Beth ran to the window and peered out.
What are you doing, Beth?
Making sure whoever attacked him isn't coming this way.
It hurts! It fucking hurts!
Esther tied her apron around his leg.
Jesus, he scratched all along his side, too.
Beth, bring us a first aid kit.
Okay.
This looks like an animal attack.
It wasn't an animal!
Where did you pick him up?
Not far.
You weren't gone long.
It was right down second, over by the hardware store.
He came up from the woods.
The man who attacked you?
Tell him what you told me.
He was crawling.
What?
I got out of my car when it stalled. I went to check under the hood, but he came crawling out of the woods. He crawled on the ground and attacked me. I stabbed him with my pocket knife. It stuck in him. He ran off. He was fucking crawling.
Roland looked over to me.
It's happening again?
I nodded. After 20 minutes, the man calmed. Esther and Beth helped wrap him up. They gave him some Advil and sat him in a booth. The man was named Alan. He was driving through town trying to make it to Chalmont before the storm got worse. He was a scrawny guy with a big nose and no facial hair.
Okay, I got two flashlights.
Listen, I know that everyone is going to hunker down here, but I have to leave.
Joel, no.
I have a daughter. I have to get to her.
Well, this dude said some guy attacked him, and you're going to go back out there?
When I picked him up, no one was around.
Hey, I didn't make that shit up!
I'm not saying you did, buddy, but I still have my little girl sitting at home, alone. I'm not going to leave her there, especially with some crazy asshole crawling around in the storm.
What if...
I have a gun. If I see him, I'll take care of him. Now, I already tried calling the police, but my phone still isn't working. I'll go get my daughter and head to the police station. Everyone stay here. We'll sort this out.
I sat in the corner booth as Joel headed for the door. Suddenly, it flung open.
What the fuck is going on?
Charlie?
The man who was previously at the bar reading his paper had made his way back to the diner. Like everyone else, except for the guys in the booth. No one was making it out.
There's some weird shit going on.
What do you mean?
Whoa, you're not leaving, are you?
I have a daughter to get to.
All the roads are flooded.
I have a truck.
Charlie grabbed Joel's arm as Joel tried to head out the door.
So did those fuckers who left before me.
They headed south.
So did I. Saw their fucking truck submerged on the side of the road in about 4 feet of water.
What?
Charlie, that's not possible.
Bullshit.
Charlie took off his hat and went to the counter.
Their car was stuck in water, headlights on, doors open.
Where were they?
I don't know. The guys were gone.
He got them. He got them.
I'm sorry, who the fuck is he?
He was attacked by someone.
Listen, I'm heading east.
I went east. Everything beyond Main Street is flooded. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't get the memo that this was going to turn from storm to hurricane in less than an hour. Now, who attacked White Eyes over here?
There's no way every road is flooded.
No, yes, smartass, go see for yourself.
My heart began to race.
So what are we supposed to do? Stay here?
Maybe just until it passes.
This is ridiculous.
The crazy thing is the whole town is dark. I didn't see another car, another person the whole time I was out there.
But there is someone out there.
A moth fluttered down from the ceiling. It made tiny circles in front of my face before landing on the napkin dispenser. It sat unmoving. Oh no. Everyone froze.
What was that?
Well, that wasn't any animal I've ever heard.
Roland sat next to me. I fought back tears.
David, where are we?
In hell. Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David. Amy LeRae as Roland. Jack Austin as Joel and Charlie. Ashley York as Esther. Ashley Cardisano as Beth. Brian Messick as Steve. And Brett Wilkins as Alan. Co-starring Adam Jetmore, Ryan Wiggs, Ariel Zadok, and Ryan Grossjean. Music provided by Eldritch Chachala of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy Paralyzed, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.